everyone, Derek here with Screen Heroes. We have a very special episode for you this week. It is our live panel from Planet Comic-Con this past weekend, where we ranked the live-action Star Wars films in front of a live audience and got some feedback from some of the people in the audience about what order those films should go in. Details on how that ranking kind of works is in the beginning of the panel, so I won't explain it here. But I'll cut over to that here in just a moment. Next week, we will be reviewing Black Panther. I know that was supposed to be this week. However, due to some inclement weather and an ice storm, we can't all get together where we need to do our live stream for that on Twitch. So we're going to push it 1 week. I am very sorry to anybody who's disappointed. I am disappointed. I'm very excited to talk about Black Panther since I saw it this past weekend. So we will be doing it, I promise you that. So don't forget to join us next week. We are back to normal, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central on Tuesdays. You can join us live at twitch.tv/heroespodcasts and chat with us. We hope you'll join us. And let's go ahead and cut over to the panel. Enjoy.
Okay, hi everybody. We are Screen Heroes and we are live at Planet Comic Con in downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Uptown Kansas City, Missouri. Is there an uptown? Do we have one?
There's a Crossroads, and there's the West Bottoms, and there's Westport.
The Plaza.
There's P&L. We're not in P&L.
Crossroads. So I'll pee in your L.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, so we are here doing a live panel in front of a very large studio audience.
It's actually crazy how many people they could fit in one room. I didn't realize that they were going to give us the grand ballroom.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And then there's people standing. You guys should try and find a seat.
There are more than one people in here.
More than one people.
Way to pull back the curtain there, Derek.
There are more than one people. There are more than two people in this room.
One of them is not my choice. We appreciate you.
Well, that's fine. Well, so I'm Derek.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Ryan.
You guys aren't used to saying your own names. I just want to catch you off guard.
We didn't get called lovely this time. This is bullshit.
My lovely weekly hosts, Ryan.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hello.
See, now it feels right.
It feels so right.
So we're trying some different stuff here. We were going to rank the live-action Star Wars films with audience participation, but that's going to be a little difficult, so we're just going to tell you the right answer.
Which may not be the right answer, so I'll probably disagree.
All right.
So the rules are it has to be a theatrically released Star Wars live-action film. So
no Ewok Christmas?
No Ewok Christmas, no holiday special, no Clone Wars. Not even the standalone film. This is just the live action stuff that was in the theater. So if it has episode in the title.
Or a Star Wars story.
Or a Star Wars story, yes. Those are the ones that count. So I guess we should kick things off then with which one we think is the worst of the 9 existing Star Wars films.
Attack of the Clones.
I was going to say
any news first, Mike.
Do you want to do news?
We've got 15 minutes to fill, and this is going to be pretty clear cut. I feel like so.
Okay, fine. We can talk news. Let's talk news.
I don't think there was any news.
You're killing me.
Black Panther came out, and white people are saying that they're getting beaten at showings when they're not.
Lie.
They're stealing photos off of Flickr.
It's all a lie.
I saw it last night, and I survived.
So actual real news, real world.
Did
real
you like Black Panther?
You'll have to wait for our movie review.
Yeah, we're doing that next week. Yeah, that's next week. Next week, guys. Black Panther's next week. Disney did announce that no rated R content will be on their streaming service, which means the Netflix Defenders shows are safe on Netflix.
They're not necessarily safe. They could get canceled, but...
Yeah. Well, sure, of course.
The Jessica Jones trailer dropped since we last did an episode, mm-hmm. and it looks phenomenal.
Yep, very purple.
So purple.
Very purple.
There's a lot of drinking and her going, I don't want to be a hero.
And did the Ant-Man and Wasp trailer go?
It did. And there was actually a different... was it different? Did you guys go see Black Panther?
No.
Not yet. So
there was an Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer before Black Panther, and there was a Solo, but no Infinity War. I thought that was weird. They skipped Infinity War. But
well, they put Infinity War in front of Last Jedi, but not Black Panther, so...
There are post-credit scenes in Black Panther, but
whoa,
they don't affect the entire universe. So I thought there was going to be an Infinity War one, but there really wasn't. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. Like the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that one was at least a that was like a Thanos teaser. But yeah, there was gonna happen. The ones in Black Panther. There's two. There's one mid credits and one after credits.
Okay.
And really, if you skip the one after credits, you won't miss much.
Fair enough. Okay, so I didn't really prep news for this because I thought we were just going right in. So
Attack of the Clones is the worst.
Why?
That's not true. Phantom Menace is the worst.
Sand.
No.
Sand that one line doesn't ruin the whole movie.
And it gets
no,
everywhere.
But the it pod racing worse. Scene and Darth Maul make Phantom Menace better than Attack of the Clones.
Not true.
Okay, so, so here's my argument for why Attack of the Clones is the worst Star Wars movie. It was so long and boring and frustrating to watch that it's the only Star Wars movie I actually want to turn off. Whereas The Phantom Menace has watchable content, even though it doesn't impact the saga as much as Attack of the Clones does.
I think in terms of Star Wars movies, there was more Star Wars related things happening in Attack of the Clones. Are we talking about movies, like how good they were as movies, or how good of Star Wars movies they were?
I think it's a little of both, right? Mm-hmm.
I guess, but I would say that because more happened that actually isn't like Senate hearings and things like that, and there was still some Attack of the Clones. But I feel like the overall impact of Attack of the Clones is definitely bigger to the Star Wars universe than what happened. Also, like the acting of everybody was terrible in Phantom Menace, except
so
Obi-Wan.
And
Ray Park. No, Liam Neeson was not given a lot to work with. His character was so one-dimensional.
It was not his best work, but...
He was fine, but they just didn't do any. Like, there's nothing for him to do.
I mean, I agree with you there, but if we're going to rank them based off of how important they are to the Star Wars
also,
universe,
midichlorians were introduced in that movie. Which is, I think, a very fatality-type argument. Like, Mortal Kombat fatality style.
That's a valid point. See, I guess it really depends on what our criteria are. I find Attack of the Clones to be the least watchable Star Wars film.
If our audience could start forming a line, to please give in your input.
So let's have our robust audience vote.
Yeah, please.
Which movie is the worst Star Wars movie? Is it Attack of the Clones, or is it The Phantom Menace?
Okay.
Okay, so Attack of the Clones got more votes than The Phantom Menace. See, you can make numbers do whatever you want.
My daughter literally held a woman's razor as like a comm link or like a Midichlorian tester or whatever
so
that was.
Great.
It was not even modified.
The spray painted like toy on the wall of Anakin's room, the bocce ball thing.
Don't forget, though, C-3PO, during a battle where Jedi are dying, actually has his head next to his body and says, I'm beside myself.
Which
Waka
is
Waka.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. I have to be honest, I haven't watched the prequels since, like, they originally came out, I think.
Okay, so see, I did homework, and
yeah,
I watched all three prequels this week.
It was rough, man.
Okay.
He barely survived.
Household.
It was a bad week.
No, they are. You just sit there and make fun of them the whole time, and it's amazing.
If you take a shot every time, like if you're a drinker, you take a shot every time.
Jar Jar speaks.
Yeah, Jar Jar speaks, or like, you die in the first 20 minutes.
That's a bad
minutes.
Idea.
Yeah, that's true. We don't encourage that kind of behavior.
Lisa, I think you're not going to get laid for a while.
Look, see, Attack of the Clones is so boring. Nothing happens in that movie for like
you
45
meet
minutes.
Boba Fett's dad.
It's true.
Yeah, like an hour and a half into the movie when
and he just says hi pretty much and it's like done.
I mean, kind of. Yeah, and then Mace Windu cuts his head off. And then his son picks up the helmet with the guy. I guess his dad's head is still in the helmet.
Actually,
he disappeared like
a
force ghost.
In the movie where if you pay attention before the helmet hits the ground, you'll see the shadow of the head.
Well, that's just gross.
It's a little morbid, but it's a split second shadow.
Also, at least you know that the lightsabers cauterize the wound, so it's not like there's full blood and like
that's true.
Like Mando juice or whatever.
What is
Mando juice?
The slow head like plop out of the helmet.
So that would have been great when he picked up. I would have. That would have made that movie the best of the Star Wars trilogy, probably. Or the Star
I feel
Wars
like Mando juice should be one of those.
An energy
like,
drink.
I was gonna say one of those like sex toy things. Like,
I mean, it could go be both.
Let's make it be both. Yeah, or we could just have T-shirts that say "Screen Heroes Mando Juice."
We don't have regular T-shirts.
Yes, I do.
Not that's branded correctly.
It says Screen Heroes on it.
That's true.
There you go.
Okay, so I have another reason for Attack of the Clones being terrible.
Okay. Well, I probably won't have any arguments because I don't remember.
R2-D2 basically can fly. Why can R2-D2 suddenly and then never again fly?
His booster wore out.
He did it again in episode 3.
I don't remember that.
He flies out of the pile of droids.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
He does. That's true. He does. He does do that.
It's the Force. He's a force-sensitive droid.
No,
the force-sensitive droid is the one in episode 4 that breaks himself down so that R2 can be the one that's picked.
No, R2 destroys that droid, so he's the one picked.
There's a lot of fan theories about this, okay?
R2's a jerk.
Yeah, he actually is.
Something we agree on.
I can go with that.
He snickers when C-3PO gets his mind wiped. He's an asshole.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's true.
He's like, you're going to forget everything. This is going to be funny.
I'm just trying to think of any redeeming qualities from episode 2.
Midi-chlorians.
Padme's outfits.
Yeah. In episode 2.
True.
Yeah.
Are better than episode 1. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that makes it, like, watchable.
No Jake Lloyd is nice.
I'm sorry, Hayden Christensen is worse in episode 2 than Jake Lloyd was in episode 1.
I disagree.
I will argue that episode 2 has the best non, like, Jedi versus Jedi fight scene.
Yeah.
Between Jango and Obi-Wan. Like, that's
Oh, in the rain and the platform.
On the Kamino platform. That one's at least a fun, redeemable fight scene to get to if I'm watching it.
I mean, kind of, but like Jango's clearly not really trying to hurt Obi-Wan.
No, he's just trying to get away, but at least he's using every weapon in his arsenal to kick Obi-Wan's ass.
But it's his kid, though. It's like his 8-year-old kid who can't see over the dashboard who's like just shooting rockets.
That's,
he's the Jake Lloyd of episode 2.
That's one part of the fight. Oh, the rest of it is all Jango. Like,
that's true.
Using, you know, jetpacks and, you know, trick lines and rockets and stuff.
So
flamethrowers.
Attack of the Clones was worse.
We took a vote.
The pod race though was not that great.
But it did spawn one of the best Star Wars video games.
Okay. Yes. But that doesn't that's not anything actually in the movie that you can use as an argument.
I don't know. Darth Maul.
Yeah, he was great, right? There are redeeming qualities like about that movie, but they're really nothing like I don't know.
What are the redeeming qualities of 2?
It progresses the Star Wars story forward.
Let's get to episode 3.
That's less Qui-Gon. What is a Star Wars movie? That's what its redeeming quality
is? There's less Qui-Gon, which is probably...
All right. Aww. Come on.
Look, Liam Neeson was fine in his role, but it's just the character was not done well.
I agree with you. I don't disagree about that.
Awing because I feel like Liam Neeson, we all love him, but it's really, I'm not insulting him. I'm insulting the character that was written.
So you're saying a positive to episode 2 is that Qui-Gon is not in it?
Yes, because he was a bad part of episode 1.
He only existed to die. And I hate characters that are only created to die.
He had no personality. He literally violated the Jedi Council. He
so
manipulated the dice to win this thing. He did bad things.
He stole a child.
Look, yes. Does Attack of the Clones have a Weird Al parody song? Because I don't think it does. I think Phantom Menace does.
I don't think it's actually in the movie, so it's irrelevant to the discussion.
It's not. This is my subjective argument.
That's your subjective argument. Well, we took a vote. We could take another vote.
Well,
the audience has significantly increased in size since we last.
It's tripled.
So
that's sad.
Right?
You're telling us.
So let's just do this one more. One more time, and then we'll move
on. What's the worst Star Wars movie?
Is Episode 2 the worst Star Wars movie? If you agree, raise your hand. You only have two options: Episode 1 or Episode 2. So those are your two choices. I don't know about. So it's Episode 2.
What do you think is worse?
Episode.
Yep, nailed it. Now we're tied.
We were going to take a vote, and then depending on the outcome of the vote.
Which one's worse, Phantom Menace, raise your hand, or Attack of the Clones?
Okay, we got a voter that didn't vote before, and now she's voting. And
I
just...
got it the first time, and I raised my hand. I didn't know that was the point.
Yeah, they both suck. We know.
Maybe it's like which pile of turds is less steamy.
That's why I want to move on. Let's move on to the next week. So okay. Episode 2 is going to be last place, followed very closely by episode 1.
Hand me the marker so I can keep jotting this down.
We're jotting this down.
Yes.
Here you go.
Right.
Well, so now we're up to number 7, which is the 7th best Star Wars film. Ryan, do you want to nominate a film for that spot?
Yeah, I'll go with Revenge of the Sith.
I'm not. I'm going to go with The Last Jedi.
I mean, that would be
fuck
the next
that
one
movie.
For me. That would be the next one for me, but...
I'm sorry, guys.
So, we're all going to disagree here, because I actually think the next one is Return of the Jedi.
No.
Oh, so close. That teddy bear party kind of ruins a lot.
Look,
right?
I love Return of the Jedi, but that's mainly because I grew up with it. It's half of A New Hope exactly the same over again, and then the Ewoks taking down
something
the
works, you stick with it.
Yeah, and Star Wars is stuck with that a little too much, but we'll get to that.
They also did it in Episode 7, so we're going to put that in the same.
Episode 7's not high on my list.
No, but I mean, it has the whole movie that's basically recreated instead of just half.
Episode 7, I still think, was a better film overall. Like, Han Solo is a totally different character in Return of the Jedi.
Okay. He's also going to be a totally different character in Solo.
We haven't seen that one yet. Okay, and I have a hunch that it's going to fall low on our list next time we do this.
Yeah.
But in the universe that we have, Han Solo is...
Are we just doing episodic movies, or are we doing...
No, Rogue One counts.
Because if it has episode in the title or a Star Wars story in the title, it counts.
Okay, so, I think I would still stick with mine, but...
Okay, so you have Revenge of the Sith. Ray, you got...
Last Jedi, man. I didn't like it.
And I'm saying Return of the Jedi. So the question is, I've explained why I think Return of the Jedi is the next one on the list. Why do you guys think yours deserves to be next?
Superman Leia scene that had terrible CGI that was unexplainable. First of all, Carrie Fisher passed away, and that was absolutely devastating to the geek community. And when that bridge blew up, that death scene would have been a gut punch. It would have been an emotional slap in the face, and I would have loved it. Because that's how war is. And then they brought her back to put her in a coma and just waste her until the really great line at the end where she says, I changed my hair. And that was fantastic. I loved that line. It was so Carrie. But they kind of did a huge disservice to her character.
Yeah, the biggest emotional gut punch in that movie, because that didn't happen, was when Luke was milking the space cow and like gurgling
oh my
milk.
God. If I could go my entire life with never saying that again.
Yeah, I don't need to see green alien teat milk dripping out down his face while he stares weirdly at Rey. Like, that was...
I don't want to see Mark Hamill breastfeed ever again.
Right? I mean, that was horrifying.
Yeah.
You make a good... But the Last Jedi, though, does include some fantastic Star Wars moments, like the Rey and Kylo fight scene in Snoke's chambers.
Yeah, that's
the shirtless Kylo scene. Ben Swolo.
Hyperdrive battering ram.
Yeah, I mean,
that was
going cool, going
right?
light speed.
But again, we're talking about the only time they've ever done this in the Star Wars universe.
I mean, they have to do some new stuff. Otherwise, like, it's just going to be boring.
Right? Well, you just complained about that when R2 could fly.
That's because it's a prequel. If you're going to go back and give him new abilities, then why did he use those abilities later?
When did he need them?
Carrie Fisher's bashing.
How about when...
All right.
How about when he like sank on Dagobah?
Stop. What's your argument for Revenge of the Sith?
Okay, I have less arguments for Revenge of the Sith and more for why Derek is wrong.
This is wrong.
Because, I mean, so Return of the Jedi had its problems, sure. All these movies had their problems.
Yes.
But in Return of the Jedi, you get the culmination of... that original trilogy where you get to see Darth Vader redeem himself. The Ewoks sucked, right? We all can pretty much agree with that. But the stuff with Luke and his father and the Emperor and seeing the final redemption for Anakin, I think that was a very redeeming part of that movie. And it was good enough. If the Darth Maul scene in The Phantom Menace is enough to make that better than Attack of the Clones, then I feel like Return of the Jedi has an even bigger moment that actually impacts the story.
All right, so I have an important question.
Sure.
Legitimately.
are which version of these films?
Really?
I have a legitimate reason for asking the question.
Just assume that everything's original.
So we're talking theatrical
cuts. Yeah.
Of the originals. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you make some really good points then. Why then is it better than Revenge of the Sith? Because Revenge of the Sith actually has some really great stuff in it. I just watched
Kashyyyk.
Better than Return of the Jedi, though? I don't think it has more. My argument is that it has less good stuff about it than Return of the Jedi does.
If you've ever listened to our podcast, then you know that it's just these two talking, and I'm talking to myself the whole time.
That's accurate.
<not
good.
laughs> His voice is never heard.
Look, what we talked about the Last Jedi.
Do you guys have another one that you'd like to
take a vote for the 3 days?
Honestly, I would be okay with putting the Last Jedi here.
Really?
I would not be okay with putting Return of the Jedi here, personally.
Wow. Okay. But, so you think the Last Jedi is
Return of the Jedi?
Worst, the best.
Yes.
Last Jedi is the worst.
Yeah. I.
Where did you wait, I don't understand how, like, Luke Skywalker had this magic harpoon and then it turned into Moby Dick. Wait a minute.
If that was the most shocking thing to you, I worry.
Oh, the cow scene.
Right?
The blue, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was green, but either way, it's still not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Force Awakens. There's so many.
Why is that? Why would you nominate Force Awakens?
Because even in the prequels, all people are coming to be Jedis or Sith. They have training and learn how to use the Force.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, ready to just get using.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they semi-explained that in The Last Jedi with, like, because Kylo had training and he's so powerful, Rey is able to just kind of match that because the universe has developed itself. That has still
Well, again, that's something that hasn't happened because Darth Vader existed and Luke existed at some point, and they didn't balance each other out.
To me,
the new movies do. Sorry,
I was going to say, to me, it all gets wrapped up in that really ridiculous meme. Anakin takes his entire life to train, and Luke takes 5 weeks to train, and then Rey's just like, "Hey guys, I can do it," and that's it. Like, so progressively with every Star Wars trilogy.
But I mean,
the next generation, they're going to be born Jedi.
Yeah.
Realistically, like, I'm trying to think of why I have less of a problem. And you make a good point, but I feel like because... When did she actually use the Force? She used the Force to convince the Stormtrooper to let her go, right?
Yeah.
And she used the Force to turn on the lightsaber, which you don't even need the Force really to do, and fight with it. You kind of need some precognition or whatever to control a lightsaber.
I think get the lightsaber to come to her.
She did do that, too. Did she do that?
But that was after she had the whole, like, Star Wars mind meld with Kylo,
yeah.
Right? So, theoretically...
I mean, I just feel like in a time of extreme...
She could have learned from
Kylo. In a time of extreme stress, like, people do things that they can't normally do, right?
Right.
And
like
so, if she has that much connection to the Force, then in theory, like, maybe that's, like, what her reflex... Because she has such a strong connection to the Force, and it's in such an extreme situation that... She was able to do it in this one situation. Because really, I might be wrong, if she did in Force Awakens make the saber come to her with no training, then that would be a different thing. She does, because it does fly by his head in the forest. That's
yeah.
true.
But that's after he already read her mind, right? And so theoretically, if he's like digging through her mind, doesn't she dig back?
We don't know. That's not
because she fights him. Right, that's his thing, is he's unable to get all the information he really wants because she fights him.
And then she tells him, you're afraid, you can't be as good as Vader.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so do we want to take a vote between Revenge of the Sith, Last Jedi, and Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Okay, so number 7.
What happened to mine?
Took it off the table.
Ryan?
Nobody agrees with you, Derek.
Took it off the table. I'm sorry.
It's a trap!
Nobody agrees with you.
Okay, so for number 7 on our list...
And this would be the 7th best,
right.
So the next worst.
Right, the next worst, is it Force Awakens? Okay, is it The Last Jedi?
I mean, I would be a half vote on that because I could go for that. I would
and
be upset.
Revenge of the Sith? Okay.
Yeah, nailed it.
Revenge of the Sith.
Thank you.
We didn't even really talk about that one. Everybody
we didn't need
just
to.
I don't think that Revenge of the Sith...
It doesn't matter. We decided... The votes have spoken.
It's not necessarily like the movies are bad from this point. point. It's like, yeah, which one's more enjoyable than the next.
Right.
We've already established the two worst are Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones.
Right.
Bad movies. Everything from this point on is either a, like, it's a semi-enjoyable film or it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay,
which one do you enjoy more?
So, for number six, do we want to add in another thing, or are we talking about...
I'm putting The Last Jedi there, so if I mean, if I assume that's where you'd be, Rachel, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, how about another argument for Return of the Jedi?
Oh,
jeez. All right. No, seriously, just for...
Let's hear it, Derek.
...for a moment here. How come he's Vader for, like, 20 years and just magically gets to show back up as good guy Jedi Anakin, like, 6.5 minutes
He redeemed
later?
Himself. He had the moment of redemption.
But see, here's the thing, though. I think that it's looked at as a moment of redemption. All he did was save his son. It wasn't like he threw the Emperor down to, like, stop the Empire.
But in doing that, he did. I mean, he took out the biggest thing, you know, the highest-ranking guy in the Empire.
For a selfish reason.
Sure, could be.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah, we don't know that. I mean, part of it
is
probably
son.
That's
not altruism. But why he became a Sith to begin with was because of personal love, right? So it's the same thing. What he would have done for Padme is no different than what he would did for Luke.
I dislike the end of Return of the Jedi because of the implications. That is, Endor's a moon, right? Like, where they're...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so it's tiny. It's filled with tiny little teddy bears that fight with sticks. They don't have major weaponry. Right. Right. So the Empire's not gone. This Death Star that was half constructed is gone, and
the Emperor's dead.
They're but the Empire
is dead.
Obviously, the Empire is. They still exist. We have the First Order now, and they went and destroyed all those cute little teddy bears. Like, those guys didn't survive.
That's probably true.
There was an Ewok Holocaust after that.
But that's not actually in the movie, so I don't think that that's something to use as an argument.
No.
It's just the implications of where they left. Like, those three left the planet with their droids, and they went off and had babies and drank weird cow milk, and they left those poor Jedi bears defenseless.
I think my problem with Return of the Jedi is it lacks a lot of originality because it's another Death Star, literally another Death Star.
But then
like
Force Awakens should be in the same place.
Let me get there. Okay. Because there's a bit of a reason for that. The Force Awakens did the giant Death Sphere again because it was a nostalgia film meant to relaunch the franchise. What's the excuse for Return of the Jedi?
So we give it a pass? Because
I'm not saying
that?
You give it a pass, but I'm saying that there's a reason behind it other than laziness.
Well, it could have been that Palpatine had the second Death Star already in development long before. He might have wanted a fleet of Death Stars.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
He wanted a giant pair of boots in the sky.
But that's not anywhere in canon, so...
Palpatine was kinky.
Alright.
That is in canon.
I believe that.
Should we vote? Are we talking Last Jedi and Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi?
Well, we already did The Last Jedi, right? The Last Jedi was 7?
No, Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seven.
Sorry. Revenge of the Sith. Seven. Okay. So, yeah. So, The Last Jedi, The Force Awakens, and Return of the Jedi. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Last Jedi. Hands up. For number six. Okay. Four people. Force Awakens.
Don't say the number. Now people know how many are in the audience. We've been able to skirt around that issue by using very vague statistics. Like, the audience tripled
Return
in number.
Return of the Jedi? Alright, so...
A certain percentage of the audience raised their hand.
Yeah, well, none of the audience
Last Jedi
their
just got
0%.
So, we're now at 5. Do we want to continue talking Return of the Jedi?
Derek can keep making arguments for that, but it's still not...
Force Awakens?
Where are we putting Return of the Jedi, then, by the way?
Higher than a couple other movies.
Well, is there any others that you want to put in at number 5?
So number 5? Yeah. I would put Rogue One in there.
I was going to say, are we going to let Rogue One get in the first four films? Like, that's crazy.
I think Rogue One is a very good movie.
That movie ends so strongly.
What?
Rogue One was good.
Yeah, I mean, think about what Rogue One does. It's a Star Wars heist film with incredible special effects, and they actually kill off all of the main characters.
It was a bold move. They didn't have to.
I mean,
it's
Rogue
huge.
Rage. Episode 3, Episode 4, perfect.
It did.
I mean, it really leads right into it. Now, the Tarkin special effects are pretty bad. I will tell you.
And Leia.
I don't actually notice a problem with the Leia. I really don't. It's such a short moment that I don't notice. But the Tarkin, I notice.
Yeah.
But everything else looks so good. I mean, first off, you have no Jedi, which is very interesting to be able to pull off a Star Wars movie with no real lightsaber fights.
Although, Chirrut Imwe could have been. I don't know why he wasn't. He was amazing.
Give Jin's Kyber crystal to him and let him make a lightsaber.
Exactly.
I think the idea was just that there weren't any Jedi supposedly left at this point.
That's true.
You know.
They're hiding.
Right, exactly. So he wouldn't want to, even if he was a Jedi, he wouldn't want to draw attention to the fact that he was a Jedi.
Just sad ways. He was such a cool character.
So my question would be, why would Rogue One deserve to be this low, especially when we've been talking about The Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi? What makes Rogue One worse than those movies?
I don't know. Really, honestly, Force Awakens and Rogue One are, like, interchangeable for me for which one is worse.
And that's fine. Do you think Rogue One is worse than those two movies?
Than Force Awakens? I mean, I go back and forth on those. Return of the Jedi, I think, is better than Rogue One.
But you think that Rogue One and The Force Awakens are relatively equal?
Yeah, I think that they could go either way. I wouldn't be upset if one or the other got to that point. If we want to put Force Awakens there, I'm good with that.
The Force Awakens doesn't have K2SO.
The Force Awakens is a nostalgia trip, right? It's designed to relaunch the franchise for both a new generation and the people that grew up with the films.
Right.
So you have everything you're familiar with, all the familiar characters, a lot of familiar designs and styles, plot. But they have to launch this whole new, the whole new crew, right? It's the new adventures of Star Wars, right? But they do overall a pretty good job. The special effects are good. The characters are pretty good. I think that The Force Awakens is better than The Last Jedi.
Yeah, well, we have The Last Jedi.
No, but I'm saying I agree with that. So I think that Return of the Jedi is not as good as The Force Awakens simply because it didn't really bring in anything new to the franchise, right? It was literally...
Except the Ewoks, literally, was it.
Yeah, but I mean...
But did it need to? It was supposed to be originally the wrap-up of the trilogy, so why would it need to introduce anything new, really? I mean, it's...
Every movie should have something new to it. Otherwise, what is it bringing to the table, right? In this case, it's just they have to blow up the Death Star again, but they already know each other. That's the only difference.
I don't think that it needs to have... If things work, like Force Awakens basically remake A New Hope, but it did it in a way that I was mostly okay with. I mean, there was nothing that put, like, Last Jedi put me off of a lot of things because of the way it did. Force Awakens did not put me off because it didn't take the big risks like Last Jedi did.
Okay, why does Lando wear Han's clothes at the end of the movie?
Because Han has a sexy wardrobe.
Yeah, he just respects his wardrobe. I mean, I don't understand what the problem is.
No, Lando was going to try and get with this girl, and blame him. Carrie Fisher is hot. Billy Dee Williams was hot. They would have had cute babies.
Fair enough. that's fine.
Right?
That's fine. I can't.
This is why I'm here, to make those types of arguments.
So I guess my question is, what makes The Force Awakens better than Return of the Jedi?
Does it?
I wouldn't argue that Force Awakens is better than Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi is better than Force Awakens.
I feel like
the redemption of the trilogy,
complete control over this, he would put Rogue One, Force Awakens.
Rogue One is not going here.
And Return of the Jedi.
I'm okay with that. If Force Awakens is what wins, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Those two, like I said, are interchangeable for me.
If we want to watch Rogue One and Force Awakens.
Okay.
Then let's put Force Awakens down at number 5.
Derek is not happy. He just twitched. I saw it.
Why?
Because Return of the Jedi is still there.
All right. Can we put Return of the Jedi down at number 4?
I'm going to keep talking about it.
Here's the thing. Boba Fett is incredibly disappointed, and I have no idea why fans latched onto him just based on that. I understand by EU and all the video games, because he was made 10 times cooler, but just by that movie... Right? He gets swallowed by this, like, sand toopy vagina thing, and, God.
But he didn't die.
In canon, he's dead.
No, he's not. In the video game, they show he survived in Battlefront.
Right.
And in the comic books, which is considered canon,
so is Battlefront.
Disney.
I forget that the game is canon.
Yeah. So, I mean, they bring back the good characters that the movies kill off. That's what they do.
What?
They bring back the good characters the movie killed off. Darth Maul's back in canon, too.
Well, but they did that in the cartoons.
Exactly.
So. And that is canon.
Yep.
Okay. I just think it's a lame move to do stuff like that in a video game.
I'm fine with Return of the Jedi going at number 4. I think it's fair.
Ryan?
It doesn't matter because it's obviously there's two and I'm only one. So.
Aww. Well, the audience has your back.
It's good count.
Yeah, I
Return
mean,
Return of the Jedi at number 4. Rogue One? No? Okay.
Woo!
All right, so what's number 3 then, guys?
I think that has to be Rogue One. Rogue One, it's, like, it's clearly not better than 4 and 5.
All right, then we're going to argue now what's better, A New Hope
we're not
or
really.
Empire?
We're not really.
We're not.
A New Hope is on 2 and Empire is on 1.
Absolutely not. A New Hope is much better than Empire.
What?
That guy's got me.
No.
Thank you.
It's very good, but it's not better than Empire.
It's good, but I'd argue that the effects are dated, which is why I like Empire.
Well, I try not to look at the special effects from that standpoint because they were good when they were made, right?
Yeah.
They were revolutionary at the time, so it's unfair to compare it.
77.
I'm not saying the story bad at all. I'm just saying, like, when it comes to which film I enjoy more.
Yeah.
It definitely comes down to what's now more pleasing to the eye as well as the story. That's Empire.
Yeah, I think Empire's got the better story. It's more
also Empire has the best character of the entire Star Wars legacy. Yoda has his introduction with amazing puppeteering and the voice of Frank Oz.
Who has come back for every single
yep.
one?
I mean, when you think about what
the shit.
Yoda's right. Yoda's
when
the
you
best,
think about
man,
the
my favorite.
That has. I mean, Yoda is. A very significant part of the prequel trilogy, especially.
And he was nowhere near as good in that.
Well, that's not.
But when Empire came out, Yoda was like, and he still is to me. I can watch that movie, and I believe that Yoda is a real thing. Like, you know, I know he's a puppet, but it's believable that that's an effect that doesn't get bad.
We didn't even talk about the bad version of the puppet in Phantom Menace. That was terrible.
We didn't need to.
The CGI replacement.
Although that might have been my argument about Phantom Menace at the last part.
That's
or whatever.
I know. Attack of the Clones has that battle scene with Dooku, and it's terrible.
Worse than Yoda, though?
Yeah, because remember, it's the scene where it's a scene that starts really cool, where Yoda uses the Force to get the saber,
that was great.
And then he bounces around like a pinball for 30 seconds.
That was awesome. Yeah, I mean,
that
was
awesome.
Walking in, all gimped up. Like,
hit
with a cane. All of a sudden,
but they did it better in the next movie when he fights Palpatine.
Yeah, that looks so good.
Right, where they're throwing those floating.
I just like that somebody has a strategy like that.
That's such a good
what?
I just like that somebody has a fighting style like that because how else is Yoda gonna fight? Right. I mean, that's the only way that makes sense. So I as a kid when I saw that the first time, I loved that. Doesn't mean it's good.
Watching it this week was just it was. Hilariously bad.
Okay.
But we've already moved on.
Yeah, we've moved
on.
But Empire Strikes Back did bring Yoda in, which was huge. You got to see Hoth. There's so much new stuff. The AT-ATs.
You got to see a real Force Ghost.
You got to see the Force Ghost.
You know,
the Wampa, right? That was cool.
Yes,
I mean,
very cool.
All the stuff
that
happened.
Everything that happens on
Dagobah.
Lando.
Dagobah.
The Cantina scene.
No, not. I mean,
it's
great.
So
it's iconic.
Good.
But, I mean, Dagobah and Hoth? It doesn't compare to Dagobah and Hoth for me.
That Hoth battle scene is fantastic.
And the cave on Dagobah was really cool Yoda has him go into the cave and fight Darth Vader with Luke's head in it or whatever.
An actual fight with Darth Vader, you know,
at
Cloud City. I mean, it's a great scene. You get the big reveal that, you know, when you see it for the first time, it's incredibly shocking.
Yeah, it's got the biggest twist of pretty much anything ever up to that point, you know.
And that's why there's arguments about what order to watch the movies in.
Yeah.
Is for that alone.
Machete order.
I agree. The machete order is the way to watch the films. But A New Hope is very important, obviously.
A New Hope is amazing. It starts out so strongly, and A New Hope is a completed story. Empire was created to have that cliffhanger so that you would come back for Return of the Jedi. They had no clue that A New Hope was going to create this giant franchise, and so they did a full story. It doesn't just get cut off, so in 3 years you can go see something else. It's there from start to finish. The things about New Hope that I can nitpick are, like, the messed up hand in the cantina scene and the fact that Chewie doesn't get a medal and that's crap. Like, those are the things I...
It's a terrible... That battle is so...
That's not a battle. That is a square dance. And then Obi-Wan's like, no, I'm too cool to square dance. Peace out.
It brings in the whole old Ben versus Obi-Wan. Like,
oh, right.
good hiding out there, Obi-Wan. Like, nobody will have any idea who you are.
It's because Vader doesn't like sand.
Vader doesn't like sand.
It's true. Just saying.
That was loud.
That's the only redeeming quality of that. That alias or whatever is just like, oh, we established this in Clone. That's why they put that line in dialogue.
Yeah, but think about how many movies you have to watch before you figure that connection out. That's terrible.
It redeems Attack of the Clones a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But, like, you know, Empire ends on such a down note. That's what life is, a series of down notes.
Yeah, but so does Rogue One. I mean...
I was just quoting Clerks.
Yeah.
the way Empire ends is very important. I mean, Han is in Carbonite, and we think, you know, he might even be dead. We don't necessarily know that he's going to survive. You know, the rebellion is still on the run at this point. They've had to leave Hoth, and you know the Empire is just coming after him. Luke has to do training, and he's gone off on, you know, doing his own thing and stuff. And you know, there's just a lot going on in Empire that sets up the future of the universe. A New Hope creates the universe, but it is very finite. It is over, and you can watch it in a bubble. You can't really watch any of the other movies in a bubble.
And I like that. I like being able to just put on a movie and be done with it. I don't want a homework project that's going to last me a week.
But you know what happens now, so you can do that.
Fine. I get it.
Yep. I mean, we can still take a vote if it makes you feel better.
I mean, here's a good example. This might be worth discussing, actually. When you think about the special editions, Empire had the fewest number of changes. It is almost exactly the same on the
That's because
as the
nobody put a potato in the opening asteroid scene.
Well, but I don't even know if that was fixed in the special editions, but in A New Hope, the cantina scene, the whole Han shot first thing, in the original, he just shot. Greedo never even got a shot off. There was no shooting first. He just shot, right? And now Han's like head slides off of his body. You know, they didn't make any changes to Empire, like hardly any changes to Empire. They made significant changes to both A New Hope and Return of the Jedi because those movies were more flawed, so to speak. Now, I don't agree with all those changes. Blinking Ewoks is something I never want to see, which is on the Blu-ray for Return of the Jedi if you haven't seen it. And replacing the Anakin ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi really bothers me, and getting rid of the Ewok song really bothers me, but...
Actually, I really enjoy the new John Williams score at the end of Return of the Jedi over the Ewok
Yoda. Well, good for you.
You don't like the Wubnut song?
It's a little weird.
Yeah?
It's okay.
I was going to name my first child Wubnut.
We're going to watch all three films and get to the end of the most climactic battle of space. And then you celebrate with an awkward Yub Nub song. It's a little disappointing. I want something a little more grandiose.
But if you have, but if you only watch the originals, all those cities that they show celebrating have never been seen before. So I mean, it was a retcon.
The only city that they actually add into like cities you've never seen before is probably Naboo.
They show Coruscant.
That's because they talk about Coruscant.
But you don't know it, right? You wouldn't know
it. You
don't
know it, but I mean, you see just like a statue of Palpatine being ripped down. It's like, oh, okay, across the galaxy, people are celebrating. It's symbolic rather than it is anything else.
On a side note, you're talking about celebration. What about that Wookiee Christmas special?
The rules were it had to be a live action theatrical release. That was the rule.
We all know the Christmas special would be the last one on the list.
That was part of it. So if there's no episode in the title or a Star Wars story in the title, then we weren't going to count it. Because then you have the Clone Wars movie, too, that you have to take into consideration.
Yeah,
so.
And that was
it still be a
pretty good movie. Yeah.
It's
better. Been like an extended episode of like the Clone Wars series, which I love watching as a show, but as like a long film that doesn't really have much of a payoff.
I guess I'm still hoping for an Ahsoka movie. Like, I just want a one-off Ahsoka movie.
Ahsoka, Star Wars story.
Right, when she's off in exile? Absolutely.
No, she's called Snips.
All right, so we are running out of time here. So
I
guess we could take a vote. Who thinks A New Hope is the best Star Wars movie?
The best.
Who thinks A New Hope is number one?
That's me.
I'm making it cut and dry. So okay. Who thinks Empire Strikes Back is number one?
Okay.
So Empire Strikes Back is number one, and A New Hope is number two, followed by Rogue One, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, The Phantom Menace, and Attack of the Clones.
I think that's...
I love how the prequels are on the bottom of the whole list.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Surprising no one.
Except for you, because you want Return of the Jedi in there.
Look, to be fair, you admitted to not watching these movies in like a decade. I just watched them this week to prepare.
So that makes you better than me?
It means I remember them better than you, yeah.
Whatever.
All right, so we are out of time here. So for those who don't know who we are Screen Heroes, part of the Heroes Podcast Network. You can find us at Heroes Podcasts on Twitter and Facebook, or heroespodcast.com. We actually do the show live every Tuesday night on Twitch, so this coming week we'll be reviewing Black Panther, if you have an opportunity to see it ahead of time, or if you don't care about spoilers. We are well over 100 episodes at this point, so we've done quite a bit of different topics, so you can go back and check out some of our stuff. We do reviews, we do rankings, we do movie pitch ideas and fan castings, different types of things like that. Where can people find you guys? Because you guys all do other things.
Well, we're both here at Boots. I'm at C74 at Siren Ray and the Cosplay Showcase.
And people can find you online where?
At Siren Ray. I was really lucky and I got my handle on everything. So Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Patreon. I'm on a website everywhere. So
Ryan?
I was having trouble
with my mic. Where's your MySpace?
MySpace.com/ I don't remember. Here at Planet, I'm at booth 3789, 3790 with Buster Props. We do a lot of cool superhero stuff, masks and cowls and gadgets and stuff like that. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. It's just Buster Props.
Cool.
Twitter, I don't ever really post there, but it exists.
And I am the Star Trek dude on Twitter and Facebook. We have more panels this weekend. If you guys are interested, tomorrow we're wrapping up Star Trek Discovery Season 1 with Red Shirts and Runabouts, which is our Star Trek panel. And Ray is doing a cosplay panel on Sunday called LGBT Plus and Cosplay with House of Turner Cosplay and several other people.
And moderating.
You are moderating that panel, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
That's it then for us. Thank you to everyone who did attend, and for those who watched this later, we will talk to you all another time.
Thanks, guys.
Woo!
Sorry, you don't have to.
Yeah, we don't need your pity applause. So.
Thank you very much.
Everybody that's heckling applause.
Heckling applause.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed our Star Wars panel from Planet Comic-Con. It was a fun time for us, and we hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week, as I said, with our Black Panther review, back doing it live Tuesday night on Twitch, and you can, of course, catch the show at heroespodcasts.com on Wednesday, new episodes every Wednesday. We are also on iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, and Spreaker, so please subscribe, like, give us reviews, you know the drill, at Heroes Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We will be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.